This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Donald Trump made his first public speech since his battle with COVID-19 Saturday. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How is everyone feeling? Good?
President Trump addressing what was called a peaceful protest for law and order from the White House balcony.
I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I know you've been praying, and I was in that hospital. I was watching down over so many people, and I went out to say hello to those people, and I took a little heat for it, but I'd do it again. Let me tell you, I'd do it again.
The president plans to hit the road starting Monday with a campaign rally in Florida. Shelley Adler, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has dismissed the latest White House offer in COVID-19 aid talks as one step forward, two steps back. However, as AP's Julie Walker reports, Pelosi says she's still hopeful progress can be made toward a deal.
A GOP aide familiar with the new offer, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said it was about $1.8 trillion with a bump in state and local fiscal relief. Pelosi said in a letter Saturday that while the administration attempted to address some of the Democratic concerns, disagreement remains on many priorities, and they're waiting for language on several provisions. Her most recent public offer was about $2.2 trillion, but it included a business tax increase Republicans won't go for. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Delta has added insult to injury after blowing ashore Friday evening as a Category 2 storm, only a few kilometers from where Hurricane Laura struck land just 6 weeks ago. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power as the storm moves north and east into Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan and Armenia have accused each other of swiftly violating the terms of a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh on Saturday, raising questions about how meaningful the truce that was brokered by Russia would turn out to be. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The ceasefire brokered by Russia was meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in the enclave and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. But the Armenian Defense Ministry accused Azerbaijan of shelling a settlement inside Armenia, while ethnic Armenian forces in Karabakh alleged the Azeri forces had launched a new offensive. Meanwhile, the Azeri Defense Ministry posted multiple videos of airstrikes at military vehicles, without mentioning exact locations or dates. Azerbaijan also accused enemy forces in Karabakh of shelling Azeri territory. Both sides have consistently denied each other's assertions about military activity. Residents in the enclave are skeptical of the ceasefire as they deal with the aftermath of shellings.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. North Korea has showcased previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at an unprecedented pre-dawn military parade Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest rogue mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior U.S. administration official on Saturday called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Police in a far eastern Russian city detained several dozen protesters on Saturday, the first such crackdown since rallies against the arrest of the provincial governor started 3 months ago. Khabarovsk Governor Sergei Furgal was arrested on July 9th on suspicion of involvement in murders and taken to jail in Moscow. He denies the charges. On Saturday, police didn't intervene when thousands of protesters marched across the city. However, later they detained about 30 demonstrators when they set up tents on the city's central square. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.